This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This weekend marks 6 weeks since the massacre in Orlando. It was a gay nightclub, and the attack occurred on Latin night. Latino and Latina LGBT people and their families already face challenges others may not, from language barriers to fears of deportation. And that divide has become more apparent in the effort to get support to victims and their families. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace went to Orlando.
I meet Carlos Guillermo Smith in front of the downtown memorial to the Pulse victims.
It's kind of hard to look at. This happened to my community, to my people. So many of the victims were young, gay, Latino men. That's me.
His organization, Equality Florida, has helped raise more than $7 million for victims, one of the largest GoFundMe campaigns ever. But he says,
there were a lot of cultural obstacles to getting through this tragedy.
For example, the organizations raising funds and providing mental health support initially put out info only in English. Henry Lim is head of the Hispanic Bar Association of Central Florida. He got called in to help with bilingual legal services.
There were 321 people there that night, and many of them were undocumented, and they're afraid to come forward. So we want to make sure that these people understand that they have rights as well.
He's helped families from abroad get visas to attend memorials, and he's personally working on 6 applications for U visas for survivors. Those can give legal status to crime victims. Issa Noyola with the Transgender Law Center says all this reflects things queer, Latina, and Latino people were already facing, from fear of deportation to job discrimination and violence.
There is a beautiful community that is thriving and surviving with little to no support.
She says lots of LGBTQ organizations don't have Latinas in leadership or their issues in mind. And then lots of Hispanic groups don't necessarily want to address homophobia or transphobia.
I think that in this moment, the least that they can do is to acknowledge all of who these individuals were. And a failure to do that is continuing the violence that happened that evening.
Acknowledging the victims' full identities, she says, at least helps guarantee that the millions of dollars flowing into Orlando get to the right people. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.